Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 10th of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to become Satopradhan and return home. Therefore, practice considering yourselves to be souls and constantly remember the Father. Always be concerned about your progress. Question. What is a sign of your making progress day by day, or whether you are moving backwards in how you study? Answer. If you are making progress in your studies, you experience lightness. It will remain in your intellect that that is a dirty body, and that you now have to shed it, that you now have to return home. You will continue to imbibe divine virtues. If you are moving backwards, devilish traits would be visible in your activity. You wouldn't have remembrance of the Father whilst you are walking and moving around. Such souls will not be able to become flowers or give happiness to everyone. Such children will later on have visions and also experience a lot of punishment. Om Shanti. Let the thought remain in your intellects that you were Satopradhan when you came down here. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. Out of all of you sitting here, some are body conscious and others are soul conscious. Some will continue to become body conscious in a second and soul conscious in the next second. None of you can say that you sit here in soul consciousness all the time. No. The father explains, you would be soul conscious at some times and body conscious at other times. You children know that you will shed your bodies and go back to your home. You have to return home in great happiness. Throughout the day, the only thought you should have is, I want to go to the land of peace because the Father has shown me the way. Other people would not be sitting with this thought. No one else receives these teachings. They would never even have that thought. We understand that this is the land of sorrow. The Father has now shown you the way to go to the land of happiness. The more you remember the Father, the more perfect you will become according to your capacity and go to the land of peace. That is called liberation, for which people adopt gurus, but they don't know at all what liberation is or liberation in life is. Because this is something new. Only you children understand that you now have to go back home. The Father says, become pure by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. When you first went to the elevated world, you were Satopradhan. Souls were Satopradhan. It was later that connections were made with others. When you enter a womb, you forge a relationship. You know that this is now your last birth and that you have to return home. We cannot go home without becoming pure. You should talk to yourselves internally. The Father's orders are, whilst walking and moving around, let there be this thought in your intellect. We came Satopradhan, and we now have to become Satopradhan and return home. We have to become Satopradhan by having remembrance of the Father, because only the Father is the purifier. He shows us children how we can become pure. Only the Father knows the beginning, middle, and end of the whole world. There is no other authority. The Father alone is the seed of the human world tree. The Father has also explained to you how long devotion lasts. There is the path of this knowledge for such and such a period, and the path of devotion for such and such a period. All of this knowledge should trickle into your intellects. Just as the Father's soul has this knowledge in it, so you souls also have this knowledge in you. You listen and relate it through your bodies. A soul cannot speak without a body. There is no question of inspiration or a voice from the ether in this. Since these are the words of God, a mouth and a chariot are definitely needed. You don't need a chariot of a donkey or a horse. Previously, you too used to think that the Iron Age would continue for another 40,000 years. You were sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. Baba has now awakened you. You too were ignorant. You have now received this knowledge. Devotion is called ignorance. You children should now be thinking about how to make progress and claim a high status. You want to go to your home and then claim a high status in the new kingdom. There is the pilgrimage of remembrance for that. You must definitely consider yourselves to be souls. The Supreme Soul is the Father of all of us souls. This is very simple, but people don't even understand this much. You can explain that this is the kingdom of Ravan, and that is why their intellects have become corrupt. People think that those who don't indulge in vice are pure. For example, the Father says of the sannyasis, they become pure for a temporary period, but the world is still impure. The Golden Age is the pure world. No one in the impure world can be as pure as the people in the Golden Age. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. There is no question of vice there. So, whilst touring and moving around, let there be these thoughts in your intellects. Baba has this knowledge in him. He is the ocean of knowledge, and so the knowledge would definitely trickle from him. You are rivers that have emerged from the ocean of knowledge. He is constantly the ocean. You are not constantly oceans. You children understand that you are all brothers. You children are studying. In fact, it is not a question of rivers, etc. When you speak of rivers, they mention the Ganges and the Jumna, etc. You are now standing in the unlimited. All of us souls are brothers, children of the one Father. We now have to return home, from where we will then go down and enter bodies and sit on our thrones, foreheads. A soul is very tiny. If you were to have a vision of one, you wouldn't understand anything. They say that when a soul leaves a body, he sometimes leaves through the head, sometimes through the eyes, sometimes through the mouth. The mouth remains open then. When a soul leaves a body and departs, the body becomes non-living. This is knowledge. The studies of students remain in their intellects throughout the day. You too should just have thoughts of this study throughout the day. Good students always have one book or another in their hands. They are continually studying. The father says, "This is your last birth. You have been around the whole cycle and have now come to the end. Therefore, let there just be these thoughts in your intellects. Imbibe these and then explain to others." Some are unable to imbibe anything at all. In a school too, students are number wise. There are many subjects too. Here you have just the one subject. You have to become deities. Let there be concern for just this study. It should not be that you forget to study and continue to have other thoughts. Businessmen would always be thinking about their business. Students would always remain busy with their studies. You children also have to remain busy with your study. Yesterday, Baba received an invitation to the International Yoga Conference. You can write and tell them that theirs is Hatha Yoga. What is the aim and objective of that? What is the benefit of that? We are studying Raja Yoga, the Creator, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the ocean of knowledge, is giving us this knowledge of ourselves and creation. We now have to return home. Our mantra is Man Mana Bhav. We remember Baba and the inheritance that we receive from the Father. You have been doing Hatha Yoga, etc. But what is its aim and objective? We have told you ours, and that is why we are studying this. What can be received through that Hatha Yoga of yours? You should write such a response in a nutshell. You receive many such invitations. If you were to receive an All India Religious Conference invitation, and they asked you what your aim and objective is, tell them that this is what we are studying. You must definitely tell them what you do and why you study this Raja Yoga. Tell them, we are studying this. It is God who teaches us and we are all brothers. We consider ourselves to be souls. The Unlimited Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away. You should have such writing printed and kept for giving out. Then, wherever conferences, etc. take place, send them there. They will say, you teach very benevolent things. Through this Raja Yoga, you become kings of kings and the masters of the world. Every 5,000 years we become deities and then we become human beings. You should churn the ocean of knowledge in this way and write first-class articles. Anyone can ask you what your aim is, so you should have these articles printed. This is our aim and objective. When you write this, they will be tempted. There is no question of Hatha Yoga or of debating scriptures in this. Those people have so much arrogance of their knowledge of the scriptures. They consider themselves to be authorities of the scriptures. In fact, they are worshippers, whereas it could be said that those who are worthy of worship are authorities. What would worshippers be called? You should write very clearly what you are studying. The name of the BKs has become very well known. There are two types of yoga. One is Hatha Yoga and the other is Easy Yoga. No human being can teach this. Only the Supreme Soul teaches Raja Yoga. All other types of yoga are based on human dictates. There, the deities do not need anyone's directions because they have received their inheritance. They are deities, those with divine virtues. Those who don't have any virtues are called devils. There used to be the kingdom of the deities, so where did they go? How did they take 84 births? You should explain the picture of the ladder. The picture of the ladder is very good. Whatever is in your heart is shown in the picture of the ladder. Everything depends on how you study. A study is a source of income. This is the highest study. It is the best. The world doesn't know which study is the best. Through this study, you change from human beings into double-crowned deities. You are now making effort to become double-crowned. There is just the one study, and yet some become one thing and others become something else. It is a wonder that through this one study a kingdom is established. Some become kings and some become paupers. However, there is no question of sorrow there. There are different levels of status. Here there are many types of sorrow. There is famine, illness, shortage of food, and floods. Although some are millionaires and multi-millionaires, they still take birth through vice. To fall down, to be bitten by a mosquito, are all types of sorrow. This is called the extreme depths of hell. Nevertheless, they continue to say, so-and-so has gone to heaven. Oh, but heaven is yet to come. So how can anyone go to heaven? It is very easy to explain to anyone. Baba has told you to write an essay, and so it is the duty of each of you children to write one. If you have imbibed something, you can write it. The main thing that is explained to you children is, consider yourselves to be souls, because you now have to return home. When we were Satopradhan, there was no limit to our happiness. We have now become Tamopradhan. It is so easy. Baba tells you many points, so you have to sit and explain them very well. If they don't accept what you say, you can understand that they don't belong to your clan. You have to move forward in this study day by day. You mustn't move backwards. If instead of imbibing divine virtues, you imbibe devilish traits, that is moving backwards. The father says, continue to renounce the vices and imbibe divine virtues. You have to remain very light. Those bodies are dirty, and you now have to renounce them. We now have to go back home. If you don't remember the Father, you won't become flowers. You will experience a lot of punishment. As you progress further, you will have visions. You will be asked, what service did you do? You have never been to a court. Baba has seen everything about how they catch thieves and how a case is then filed against them. There you will also have visions of everything. Punishment will be experienced and you will then attain a status worth a few pennies. A teacher would feel mercy that a particular student is going to fail. The subject of remembering the Father is very good, and your sins are cut away through that. Baba is teaching us. Continue to remember this while you are moving around. Students remember their teacher, and they also have their studies in their intellects. They definitely have yoga with their teacher. It should remain in your intellects. The teacher of all of us brothers is the one supreme teacher. As you progress further, many people will come to know and they will say, "O God, your activity is divine." They will die praising him, but they won't be able to attain anything. By becoming body conscious, you perform wrong actions. Those who are soul conscious will always perform good actions. The father says, "It is now the stage of retirement of all of you. You have to go back home. Everyone has to settle their karmic accounts and return home. Whether some want to or not, they definitely have to return. The day will come when the world becomes empty and only Bharat remains. For half a cycle there will just be Bharat, and so the world will be so empty." Such thoughts would not be in the intellect of anyone except you. You won't have any enemies then. Why do enemies come? They come to take your wealth. Why did so many Muslims and British come to Bharat? They saw the wealth there. There was a lot of wealth here. But it isn't here anymore, so none of them is here now. They have taken away the wealth and emptied Bharat. People don't know this. Baba says, "You used up all the wealth yourselves according to the drama plan. You have the faith that you have come to the Unlimited Father. No one would ever have thought that this is God's family." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Whilst walking and moving around, keep your intellect thinking about this study. Whilst performing any task, let this knowledge constantly trickle into your intellect. This is the best study through which you have to become double-crowned. 2. Practice, we souls are brothers. By becoming body conscious, you perform wrong actions. Therefore, remain soul conscious as much as possible. Blessing. May you be a great and powerful soul with the power of truth who constantly dances in happiness. It is said, where there is truth, the soul dances. Those who are truthful, that is, those who have the power of truth, will constantly dance. They will never wilt, become confused, be afraid, or feel weak. They will constantly dance in happiness. They will be powerful. They will have the power to face everything. Truth never fluctuates. It is unshakable. The boat of truth may rock, but it will never sink. So you souls who imbibe the power of truth are great souls. Slogan: to stop a busy mind and intellect in a second is a most elevated practice. Om Shanti.